I was talking about how I had to, how we were recording tonight, and I was like, I don't even know what we're talking about tonight. I think we should just record the, like, reactions from me and just put them in. Oh, damn.
Ooh.
I'll just say my 9 catchphrases.
Yeah.
Fellas, I'm sad.
And then it went something like this.
A little bit.
Goddamn, 9 catchphrases. Oh, all of mine are just stealing that, yours.
Actually, that's my 10th one. I got 9 catchphrases.
Can't wait to pull the string on the back of the cowbell.
Walloping web snappers.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Okay.
Okay, so let's just be honest. This is a total short, we have no idea what we're doing.
It's not a regular episode.
Not a regular episode.
A very special.
We're literally heading out. We're recording this, and then we got to rush out. We're going to Marvel Trivia Night at Red Lion Smokehouse here.
Nope. Foundry.
Oh, Foundry. Let's start that over.
Sure.
We're literally rushing out. Sorry.
Go ahead.
You can take it.
Red Lion.
So we're going to record this real fast and then rush out to Marvel Trivia Night at the Foundry here in old T-Bay, the place we live.
And there, I have seen several people that I know that know a fair amount about comics are going, and they're like linking groups that they're part of.
Oh,
who
God.
I've never even heard of. I'm not even sure. The Geek Squad? I don't even know who.
They work at Best Buy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that Geek Squad or maybe it wasn't Geek Squad something. I don't know. But yeah. Hmm.
Well, I mean, we're still going to win.
Yeah, I was like,
because we got Pluck.
We got Moxie.
And Fuck.
And extra nipples.
I'm glad I fit Moxie in the middle. Moxie's always in the middle. Yeah, so hopefully we win. If we don't, we're going to be furious. But, yep. You know, maybe if we do win, we'll post about it on the Facebook page.
Right. Incessantly.
We will gloat like crazy.
We do not win. We get second place in a 3-way tiebreaker question. Mick gets a sweet hoe at the duck mug.
But
in the meantime, we're recording a super short episode, and then we can go and head to that.
Yes.
So yeah, what we're doing, let's just jump into
news. For time. Oh, yeah, news.
Yeah.
Current Zero News Flash.
So it's all news, because we didn't really have a topic prepared or anything like that, and I literally just had, or we had notes, we all had notes about all of TV news, so it's literally comic TV news, the episode.
Let's go.
I hope you enjoy. For starters, there's been a couple of cancellations. Lucifer on Fox got canceled after the 3rd season. Big kind of fuss about that. I mean, it's...
Somebody's going to hell for that.
Oh, absolutely. So it's picking up some steam, apparently. The Tom Ellis, who plays Lucifer, was, I guess he's, like, literally was traveling back to L.A. or something to, like, they're trying to pick up the Save Lucifer hashtag thing, and apparently there's talks somewhere that he couldn't talk about. He was saying it wouldn't be, like, a Brooklyn Nine-Nine situation where literally the next day it's gonna be picked up somewhere else, but...
Quick aside, that ruled.
Oh, yeah, that was the best. That was, like... The saddest and then the happiest I've been in some time. I don't have real feelings anymore. It's all about television.
Only reaction gift.
Where are my hashtag feelings?
Yeah, exactly. So, but it is for the time being canceled.
Yeah.
As well, Inhumans has been officially canceled.
No
surprise.
Did they need to tell us? I don't think so.
I think Skeletor up on my wall captures my my reaction. It's just his arms up.
Yeah, you know the pose.
You know the pose. Everyone does. Nobody at all is surprised by this at all. No.
It's real sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad that that happened, and also sad that was going to be a movie at one point.
It's just sad all around.
Nobody's happy.
Although the weird thing is, I've never seen it.
No, me neither.
Well, I don't think that's weird at all, because maybe that has something to do with the reason why it's being canceled.
Yeah. There's that, but it's just like set shots and just what they look like. I'm like, it just looks...
Lockjaw looks good.
Lockjaw looked good. I mean, I don't know how he looked in motion, but,
He wasn't in motion. It was a statue. It was made of styrofoam. They just moved around. You could hear that it was styrofoam. It would go across the fork and leave little bits.
And, like, Lockjaw, as far as I heard, was easily the highlight of that show and also was, like, not around that much because CGI is expensive. So,
but Ghost Rider made a killing on it.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been renewed.
I was pretty concerned about that. I don't know why. It seems like every year...
That it wasn't going to be?
You know what I mean? It seems like every year it's like, it's probably done for. But it's like, nope, it's back.
This year, I thought it's been great.
I have not actually seen this year.
I've really dug this year.
Apparently, everybody's just raving about this year. And like last year, I loved season four. Yeah, season four I thought was fantastic.
I think season three kind of stumbled a little bit and just finding their way of like what to do exactly. And then season four was great.
The issue I found season three had, it was like one sort of story arc for the whole season for the most part, and it kind of just dragged at points, and it were kind of like, it was pulled out a little too far, and they completely solved that problem.
It didn't need that many episodes.
No, and the smart thing
they did.
They
didn't need to pull out that far.
Yeah.
You're such a dick.
Oh.
The smart thing they did was sort of have smaller story arcs that all kind of tied together, and that's if they're going to keep doing that, that's great. So yeah, that's coming back for the fifth season, but with a little bit of a twist.
Sixth
season, with a little bit of a twist though, because it's not gonna air for a while. It's not coming back in September as usual. It's gonna come back.
Was that what it was?
The summer of 2019. So it's not gonna come back for like a full year. However, I haven't really seen this season. I've heard that it is gonna tie into Infinity War.
You know what? So, I think it's going to be Coulson is going to play a huge part in the movie, so that's why they needed to give him time to actually film that.
Yeah. He is coming back to the movies, though, in Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I mean, they could if they wanted to. They won't. But at least they haven't forgotten him.
Yeah.
Completely. But, I mean, considering how Infinity War ended, if they're going to have that tie into the show.
There's nobody left.
Exactly. So it's...
There's no one left. Get Coulson.
So that's sort of the question is like, okay, are they, you know, what's the reason for the delay there? I was kind of like speculating, like, are they going to have to like, you know, have it come back later, like a mid-season or something? That makes perfect sense, because if they're tying into that, they're going to have to wait until after Avengers 4 to do literally anything.
Yeah.
And they did mention, there's a lot of speculation that this would be the last season, but ABC...
Every year, the past 3 years, they've been like, is this the last season? And then immediately after it's posted... It's renewed. I just saw, I believe it was on Comic Book Resources, somebody's opinion piece. I think this should be the last season. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we get it renewed. I think they should stop while they're ahead. Like, what do you want? they're doing really good. I think they should stop.
Like, they're on a roll
right now.
I hate
this thing. They should stop it. When do you actually want it to go?
And if there's a warning that it's going to get canceled, no!
Yeah. It's just,
It's just starting to get good this time.
As fans, we all suck. Let's just stop it.
I suck the most.
Yes, he does.
Oh, no. What am I saying? Oh, God. This is
Put
going
that
unreal.
On perpetual loop.
Do you concur?
I concur.
Yeah. Great. This is the last episode all over again.
Yeah.
No good. Sorry, no good. So the ABC president said they're not approaching the next upcoming season as the last one. He flat out said that they're not thinking of it that way at this point. And, you know, basically pointing out it's not the highest rated show by any stretch, but it does really well in, like, delayed viewing. So, like, people watching it on, like,
people watching it really slowly.
Yeah.
This literally
just slow motion. I want to get... Every sweet second of that Clark Gregg action.
What?
Getting the shield out.
But I do see this in... I don't pay too much attention, but I do see this in the ratings reports about, like, it's the +7. So, like, the live +7. Mm. So, it's, you know, if you recorded it, DVR'd it or whatever, and then you watch it later in the week, its numbers go up massively.
Really?
It's one of the biggest gains, I think. It has a devoted following, but they don't watch it live.
Would you call them the sick gains?
Not me personally, no.
Mad gains?
Like, mad gains is good.
Okay, all right. Check it. All right.
I would be, like, with the changing viewing public. Does anybody really watch much live anymore?
Like, well, that's the thing.
That, like,
some things people do, but I mean, like, there's a certain audience.
I mean, I watch much live.
There's.
I love Speaker's Corner.
Oh, who doesn't?
Is that still a thing?
I don't think
I
so.
I hope not.
God, no.
What about
it's
the,
just
what
one guy about, who lives in Speaker's Corner.
What about the Devil's Advocates? Are they still a thing?
Anyway,
what
so.
What about Howdy Doody?
Anyway. I don't think so. Oh. He's the gritty reboot is coming soon.
He's the guy in Speaker's
Howdy Doody is just it's a roaring rampage of revenge.
What about that thing where it's a bunch of pictures of a horse in a circle and you play them fast and it looks like the horse is moving? Still a thing?
I heard that ABC is picking that up to renew for next season.
No.
Yes. Yeah. It However, doesn't do well live, but it does well on.
It's going to be a big smash
it's
hit.
Rotation.
Exactly.
It's going to be his big smash hit revival. Revival. It's going to be the biggest thing on the network. However, I'm sorry to say that the horse is a racist.
Ooh.
No, it's racing.
Oh, I always get those two mixed up. No.
Against a horse of a different color.
Oh, yeah.
Which it finds inferior.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Unless it's a rampaging racist.
Yeah.
End of joke.
Next, Daredevil?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on there?
Daredevil Season 3. And I think this is still technically rumor at this point.
It's not confirmed.
Wilson Bethel was listed as he was going to be an FBI agent in Daredevil Season 3. And a lot of people were, there was a lot of speculation saying that they were thinking he was going to be the Sin Eater. Since the Sin Eater did come from FBI police background kind of thing. But now one website is reporting that he has actually been cast as Bullseye. So we might have a Bullseye.
It's about time, I think.
Yeah.
You can't not do Bullseye. It's the third season. I'm surprised. That's actually showing a hell of a lot of restraint.
It is. And you know what? It's a matter of how they do it. He can be a great character or he can be that Colin guy.
Well, the Irish piece of trash.
I think after season two of Daredevil, it needs a bit of a smaller story.
Yeah.
Maybe a story where the fate of the world doesn't hang in the balance.
Yeah. There's street guys and they're just trying to punch each other and stab each other. Yeah.
He could be real good at throwing stuff.
Yep.
There were some set photos, not to say anything that's a spoiler. It would be less of a spoiler than Bullseye, I guess, being in the show. But he's in like the black street suit again, like season one.
Ooh.
But I mean, considering when you last saw him at the end of Defenders, it would make sense if they do a little bit of a born again kind of a thing.
Yeah,
and that could all tie in together pretty well.
Yep.
We haven't mentioned Gotham.
Are you talking Gotham or?
The other thing.
Yeah.
You
go with Gotham.
We'll start with Gotham.
They seem a little tied. And then we'll jump off a cliff.
Yes, we'll jump off that. So Gotham.
Gotham or what?
Gotham, yeah. Yeah, they all have some delicious ham. It turns out, like, that's the last scene of the show Gotham. It's like, no, it was Gotham the whole time, you guys.
And that's when we got ham.
It's like Batman, never heard of him. This was never that. So that got renewed for a fifth and final season. So they're giving it one more season to wrap it up and set up Bruce becoming Batman, I guess.
Little tiny
kid?
Batman.
Is that kid like 15 now?
Batmite.
Yeah, I guess. Is anyone watching that or still watching that?
I was, and it's not like I stopped watching it because I didn't enjoy it. I did, but it was not having television, having cable. Like, I have to stream or whatever, that's anything I can find it, and it just became irritating. And I was like, and I just wanted to stop watching as much TV.
Yeah.
So I cut things back.
There's no time,
and that was one,
you know?
No, there isn't. And I'm like, you know what? This takes a lot of time, and I want to do other things, so.
It's sort of, that's like kind of the reason I'm so behind on S.H.I.E.L.D. is that it was like, you know, like at least 10 episodes aired and hadn't watched yet. And it was just like, you know what? We'll just binge it in summer.
You have like one day where you just go through it. Yeah.
We'll take a weekend or a long weekend or something like that and just like go to town on that show. Because it's just, I can't keep up with it week to week.
No.
Yeah, Gotham is batshit. appropriately. I gave up on it a while ago.
I liked it more than you did.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Yeah.
I gave up on it a while ago.
But did you ironically like it?
I was aware that I'm like, okay, this is not the regular Bat universe and it's okay. I'm fine with it. It was well acted. The production was well done. The writing was like the dialogue.
Passable.
I did not hear dialogue and go, oh, just and just cringe. It's not like I'm watching another DC shows where I literally just cringe at the dialogue and go, did somebody say that out loud and thought, yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, or is it, talk like that.
Is it just a 10-year-old kid that's like, blah, 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 put that down, and then somebody typing and...
Yeah.
It's...
There were aspects of it that I enjoyed. I really liked Jada Pinkett just doing her best Eartha Kitt. That was pretty fun. And just whenever, like, the character is hamming things up, but, I mean, as far as, like, it being a Batman prequel, like, what is happening in this show... I feel like it weirdly didn't want to commit. Like, it could have been a Gotham Central show, which was, like, with Batman around, you just don't see him. Like, he's in the background, and you, like, have all the super characters.
That was the weird thing, is I saw a lot of talk about that. It was like, everybody wanted to see Batman now, or just not have him there. I'm like, well, no, he's a kid. Of course there's no Batman. Why would there be a Batman when he's 10 years old? Let it just go, and then it focuses on the rest of them, but it focuses on him, why he became Batman, and kind of how. And I kind of liked that.
That's the thing, too, is, like, I don't mind that part. Like, if you want to do an extended thing of how he becomes that, that's cool. Mm. But that sort of predicates itself a little bit on, it's not a Batman show. Like, Batman's not there yet.
Yeah.
But they still want it to kind of be a Batman show. So they keep introducing, like, Batman villains that are, like, fully formed Batman villains, like, when Batman's 12.
Yeah,
it just they want it both ways, and it didn't quite work for me. But
well, that's why I'm like in my head, I would just separate it completely from the regular stuff. And you're like, I'm not expecting like it doesn't make sense in terms of continuity, and it's not supposed. It's not going to, and it's not supposed to. Same way as the movies, Marvel movies don't make sense in continuity with what we read in the comics. Like it's just its own thing. As long as it's written well, and it's not.
The only question I have is, does Jim Gordon have a mustache yet?
I don't know. I give up several seasons.
Yeah.
Well, that's the last scene.
I want it to be, literally.
He literally grows it by going,
Jim, you got some shit on your lip. Oh, hey, this looks good.
Yeah.
It's not shit. It's fertilizer.
It's going to be like Smallville all over again where it's just like literally like he's going to have the mustache. He's going to have the mustache. But it's like, no, literally the last second for a split second, he's got the mustache and that's all you get.
Literally the last scene, Gary Oldman walks in.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
He starts to unbutton his dress shirt and there's a mustache underneath.
Beautiful. And spinning off into the other news, Bat Jason news.
What is this? I have been not paying attention, apparently.
Alfred Pennyworth is getting a live-action series on Epix.
You dumb son of a bitch.
that's my question. Why?
Alfred the movie.
It's time to clean up this city.
Why would you do that?
Unless it's like a James Bond meets Elfie sort of thing.
I would prefer to have a Bat-Hound show.
Ace rules.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was a Crypto cartoon and Ace was one of the main characters.
There we go.
One could argue there's a better audience for Ace.
Even live action. Yeah. Make it like Lassie.
Make it like Digby.
Digby.
And Batman.
Down Under?
No. What's that show? Doghouse? Yeah, it was a cop who switches bodies with his dog partner, and then the human body dies.
He's totally making it up.
Was he like a Saint Bernard, and he lived with his family, and he was a talking dog?
That's right.
Oh, I remember that.
They are drunk already and just making stuff up.
He can talk. You can talk.
Digby can talk.
I don't believe it.
Believe it.
That's how
I learned when someone has a concussion. You don't let him go to sleep. Thank you, Doghouse.
Fantastic.
And another thing I learned.
I'm excited for this.
If you're a human who gets put into a dog body, you're going to be sexually attracted to other dogs, not humans.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about animals.
Seven jokes coming to mind. None of them I want to say.
Oh, God.
So Pennyworth.
Yeah. No, let's talk more about this Ace the Bad Ham show. Hey, Ace. Jason Todd's down the well. Ace don't care. No one cares.
He just takes a dump down the well.
Yeah. Huh. It's what you deserve.
Bad hell.
I got every comic reader to vote on this, and they told me to dump down this well.
It's just in my nature.
All right, Pennyworth, sure. Let's go.
So what is it?
I don't know.
It's on Epix?
Epix? E-P-I-X.
Is that a real thing?
Unless it's completely made up.
That sounds totally
Which
epic.
Is two options.
Kill I me. Don't know what that means.
Kill me now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, it's like a prequel, I guess. Like it's young Alfred.
Yeah, it's a young Alfred. So, like, maybe he's 10 and his parents just die.
Your similar concept just got canceled, and let's just do a thing that even has less involvement to Batman? All right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they're going to film this thing on, like, no money, and then that's fine.
It's all done as found footage.
Yeah.
That's just the shaky cam. I'm Alfred Pennyworth. And I'm alone in a mansion.
And I'm a ghost.
And I'm a ghost, but I'm 10 years old and I'm really young. And I'm just going to become a butler later on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
This is my accent.
Another thing, iZombie on the CW, that got renewed for a fifth season.
Apparently,
did it?
Apparently it's very well done.
Apparently.
I haven't watched a single episode.
The creator of Veronica Mars, which I will love for the rest of my days.
The creator?
Yeah, who did the show.
Oh.
I mean, we all love the creator.
Yeah. Love that guy.
Praise Lord.
Love that god.
So that got renewed. I don't know too much. I've seen, like, part of the first season. I was like, this is enjoyable enough. But, yeah, trucking along. I guess that's it. That's all I have to say about the iZombie.
Yes, this is happening. And then it was like, whoa, they backtracked. And we're like, no, this is just what somebody wants.
Grease 3.
Lando being the next movie.
Whoa, we talking about movies now?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, that's fine. Hey, we got time.
Yeah, well, Solo is just movie. Coming up. And then they were like, Lando, we want Lando to be the next Star Wars spinoff. And then, but it turns out, like, it's not the way it was first kind of reported was, like, it's the next one coming out. And then they were like, whoa, Lucasfilm just wants it to be the next one. So, nothing confirmed, but...
So, it'll be the next one.
Yeah. You mean the company who creates it wants it to be next? And it's the only one making that decision?
That's weird. You think Lando's going to be, like, the breakout character in this Han Solo movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think, like, in a couple of years... There's going to be just like, there's going to be Lando fever.
I'm legitimately more interested in a Lando prequel than a Han Solo one, though.
You know, and it's not like I'm not interested in a Solo one. I'm just not interested. It's not that I'm not interested. I'm going to watch it. But the guy who plays Solo does not entice me in any way, shape, or form.
Donald Glover is Lando, though.
Donald Glover is Lando. I'm like, he's just got a certain
even like
thing.
The previews for that movie, it just looks like a cookie cutter preview. It's like, I'm a bad man. I'm putting a team together. Who the fuck are you, Woody Harrelson?
They should have put him in Cheers doing it.
I feel like, again, like you don't Han Solo, as he shows up, he's like in the first Star Wars movie, he's a scoundrel. He's done a bunch of stuff.
He's a scoundrel.
And then we use that word.
He's a scoundrel.
It's in the movie for a reason. Yeah. It's perfect. But I mean, you see, like, he's already there. Like, he has his character growth in those movies.
Yeah.
Like, he starts this way and he ends something else.
Yeah.
Lando shows up, like, running a city, and you read between, you know, you basically get a few little lines basically suggesting he's got some shady stuff in his past, but you never see it and it's never explained.
Yeah.
I want to see, if anything, between the two, the only one that needs to be told is Lando. You don't need to know more about Han. You need to know more about Lando. We don't need to. You don't really need to know more about
any of them. You don't need to know any of it.
You don't, because those characters are already fine.
But the only one you can read the Expanded Universe books.
You don't want to.
By Dark Horse. I mean, what? Yeah.
But I mean, if there's any character where it's sort of like, oh, there's more to learn about them. There's more to learn about Lando. There's really not much more to learn about Han Solo, I don't think.
Yeah.
So I'd be way more interested in that if it happens.
I would love it if the Lando movie takes place before the Han Solo movie. And the last scene in that movie is the first scene in Solo.
Oh, my God.
He hands something to Leia. A young Leia.
Yeah. Just weird CGI. There's another piece of TV news, though.
Okay.
Which you didn't bring up. No one here brought up. So I don't know if this is going to be a surprise.
Do it quick, because we got to do trivia.
I know. The DC Universe streaming service. Hey, more of that. As announced, they're doing a Doom Patrol series.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so it's going to be... They're already appearing in Titans at some point.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a spinoff of that.
I'm strangely more excited for the Doom Patrol than I am. Titans yes. at all.
Because I feel like something like a streaming service show, you know what I mean? It might not have the biggest budget in the world. And like Doom Patrol, I feel like you could maybe pull off a little better. And it's weirder. It's weirder.
You could do the weird sci-fi-esque sort of stuff. And
yeah.
You just get real hot with it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna Robot Man, Negative Man, Elastigirl, Crazy Jane,
Positive Man,
and the Chief.
And they call me Bulletproof.
Exploring the weirdest and most dangerous phenomena, the Doom Patrol. That's what it is. Yeah. But this is the description. And apparently, Cyborg gives them an initial mission. So it spins off of Teen Titans that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it could be good. Hopefully, it seems like the stuff they're choosing for the streaming service so far seems okay. Like, it seems like it's...
But it all hinges on how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because all the stuff that they've picked for all DC TV series have all been okay in ideas.
Yeah.
But then it's a matter of execution where DC often lacks.
I'm cool with them sort of playing with more eclectic, fringy, or even, like, vertigo-y stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's where their strength lies in a lot of their comics.
It seems like that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Between Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell, I'd be
Sandman.
If you wanna save Lucifer, maybe kind of reboot it and do it more like the comics on the streaming service. You keep the same actor; he seems game.
Yeah, or like bring
Constantine in.
Bring Constantine. You could bring Sandman in. Books of Magic. That whole thing.
Yeah,
like you could do fantastic stuff.
Build yourself a nice.
You got
a whole
encapsulated world already.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe. But I guess that's it. That's it for now.
Let's go win some trivia.
Woo!
Woo! Who are we?
Oh, I'm Bri. Welcome to hereafter.com, if you like.
Merk. Merkasam, MERKASYLUM.CA. Merk on Facebook, Merkanaut on Instagrams.
Kyle, thekylelees.com, or by Googling the Kyle Lees.
We love you.
We hope we pass the audition. Don't even look at it.
Don't look at it.
Just pretend everything's floating.
Look at me.
Don't look it in the eyes. Don't look it in the eyes.
Look at me. Call me Roger.
I mean, I have been for years.
What?
Was I supposed to?
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger. That's right. That's the reference we need.